Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
I told you we'd be back, and we are. And well, the Celtics reached 30 wins first. Wow, and Utah is suddenly one of the hottest teams in the league.
Why are you clenching your jaw?
I'm not clenching my jaw. You're crying.
I'm not choking up. You're getting choked out.
You get choked out. That's not what's going on. And as the February 8th NBA trade deadline approaches, there are rumors swirling all around the NBA. Some interesting, some upsetting, some fantastic. But who knows? And we'll get into all of that and more with NBA reporter Jovan Buha on the episode today. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is
Miles and Jack Boosties.
Doncic, deep three. Got it. And Luka Doncic hits 10K.
There you go.
Embiid driving, spinning, fading, hitting.
LeBron's got it with five. He's going to try another three. Mr. LeBron James.
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh, look out. No, showtime. What you got, Giannis?
Jovan Buha, thank you so much for coming to this wonderful NBA podcast. Thank you so much for being with us. Some hard times for me as a Lakers fan, and I've been living and dying by your tweets.
You're
reporting. Stop, Jack. I've already seen the notes you've taken. You're going to have fun with my dead body of a fan body because I'm so down in the dumps.
And anyway, fine.
Thanks so much for joining us, man. How are you? How are you? How's life broadly before we zoom in on basketball?
I'm doing well. I tore my Achilles at the beginning of the season. So I've been dealing with that throughout the year, which it's been an interesting wrinkle. Throw into a season, but other than that, I've been good. And I mean, the Lakers are always interesting, so there's always something to talk about.
That's what I like.
Now,
to
is
say.
It
They're
true that you tore your Achilles out of solidarity with Aaron Rodgers, or is that just a rumor?
Okay. That's just the rumor.
Right. That's just the rumor, right? But you did hit those free throws right after. You said, "I'm not coming off. Let me hit these free throws."
Yeah, that's
right. So it was actually a celebratory tear at the end of winning a game on my birthday.
Oh, wow.
And it was the week before the season started. So it was like the worst timing.
Yeah.
I would have, and it was my right leg. So I haven't been able to drive for the past 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been, Yeah, so I missed basically all of November. I covered remotely and then returned at like end of the month. But
you on crutches?
Yeah.
What's you working with down there?
Right now, I'm just walking in a boot. I'm actually about to be getting out of the boot. I don't like crutches, so I stayed away from them.
Okay,
exactly, because they're tools of the weak-minded, right?
Exactly. Like I just honestly from like I was out of commission for like 2 weeks, really. And then I just went to like walk.
Dang, man.
So I kind of pushed through it. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well, you and Aaron Rodgers both. We're big Aaron Rodgers. So I know it's an NBA podcast.
Oh,
but we just love the guy.
Stop with all that.
I didn't get the 50K surgery. Okay. So
yeah,
right. Unfortunately.
But yeah, I mean, before we get to the Lakers, just league wide, what we're looking at, the Celtics, they've hit 30 wins first. Good for them. Good for them.
Good for you.
Yeah. And the Lakers and the Warriors, we are out of the play-in. Memphis has had some of the worst injury like luck in the league, but somehow is getting results here and there that sort of blow the mind. Then I also begin to look down. I remember last week we were talking about how, like, yeah, the Lakers are right there. You know, we're in there. Maybe we'll see what happens at the bottom of the standings. And now look at what's happened. We're firmly there. And it's like we're just looking at just a comparison. The 2022-23 Lakers after 40 games, 19-21. The 2023-24 Lakers after 40 games, 19-21. So, you know, improvement. I don't know. First of all, what are the vibes like with this current Lakers squad, given what's going on?
That's a good question. I think they were better last night just because winning always helps.
Right.
In general, they have not been good recently. I really think they're 6-12 since winning the in-season tournament. And the in-season tournament, it was like almost playing playoff level basketball in the regular season. And you saw when LeBron and AD are locked in and they have a competent supporting cast, like that's all they've really needed these last few years is like just put competent players that complement us.
Right.
And we'll figure out a way to win. And you saw that the year they won the championship. You saw that really the next year before AD and LeBron both got injured.
Right.
And then you saw that last season once they remade the team at the trade deadline, got out of the Russell Westbrook mess. They all of a sudden go on this crazy run, make the Western Conference Finals, and they ultimately lose. But like we now have a proof of concept of when you have a solid supporting cast around LeBron and AD, they can beat just about anybody. So go back to the in-season tournament. At that point, they're 14-9. They're fourth in the West. They just won this tournament. You're looking like, okay, they're right there.
Right.
You know, maybe not Denver, Boston level, but like right behind, you know, those types of teams. And since then, they've just been free falling. And
yeah,
they've lost some games that they in my opinion, shouldn't have lost. I had the report with Shams Charania about the locker room and some disconnect in there, which is players not feeling like they have consistent roles and the lineups and rotations changing night to night, really without a lot of rhyme or reason. Some of that's been injury related, some of that not. So I think there's been a lot of stuff happening on and off the floor for them, but that was a big win last night against the Thunder. They had a big win against the Clippers last week. So they've still shown their ceiling is high. Like they can beat the best teams in the league. It's just about doing that night to night. And right now they're in 10th. They just passed Houston. So they are back in the play-in mix. But that's not where you want to be.
No.
At the end of the season. It is 10th place, having to win two play-in games on the road just to get into the playoffs as an 8 seed. So for them, they got a few more home games before they go out on the Grammy trip at the end of the month. And I think they got to go like probably 3-1 over their next 4 games to get some momentum, get back above 500 and start slowly climbing back up in the West standings.
Right.
Something I noticed with LeBron last season was like when he was chasing the record and like he was playing great. And then for a little while, like including in that game after he scored the bucket, like it just felt like, I don't know. I just wonder if he rests so much on the court these days that like there are just chunks of the season where he's just like kind of shutting it down a little bit. And this is all just him being, you know, biding his time, knowing that he's working with a finite amount of energy. Like, do we think there's, I guess he wouldn't really be playing if he was really trying to rest, but do, like, what do you, Do you think there's anything to that, that it's just like resting in season while playing, resting in motion?
Yeah. I think he rests on defense sometimes, right? Like I think it's no secret that there are some, you know, games, quarters, certainly possessions where he's not necessarily locked in defensively. But I think it makes sense. I mean, he's 39. He's played the most minutes in NBA history. Like it's hard to hold that against him. Like I think when he's locked in and engaged, we still see like he can be a top 10 player in the league or in that conversation. It's just a matter of, again, to kind of your point, like the, you know, infinite energy like isn't there the way it used to be. So if there is a finite amount of energy, you know, resources that he's working with, I think it kind of makes sense. And we've seen this kind of with LeBron. I think if you go back through his career, his teams tend to ramp up throughout the season, like, it, you know, even in LA, but going back to some of the Cleveland teams, and like they get off to these kind of weird starts. And then they don't, like, sometimes they'll underachieve in the regular season, but then you see in a playoff series, like, good luck game planning against LeBron. He's going to figure out your weaknesses. He's going to call up your worst defender into pick and rolls. And like, he's just chess master out there. So I think as he ages, of course, you know, it's like the other thing that I think is the disappointing part of the Lakers season is him and AD have been healthy all year.
Yeah.
And like,
it looked good. Yeah.
And looked really good. And the fact that they're still under 500, like that to me is, that would be kind of a point of concern, just because I think at some point one of those guys is probably going to go down. If history tells us anything, like each one of them has suffered a significant injury in each of the last three seasons. So to, you know, kind of think that that's not going to happen again, I think is a little foolish. So the Lakers have kind of not given themselves much room for error. But with LeBron, I think part of the pacing himself is also just trying to stay healthy, where we've seen, like, if you go back and look at some of the injuries, like right before he was playing 40 plus minutes for stretches. And like, it was clear that when he ramped up too hard, too early in the season, eventually an injury kind of came out of that. So I think for him, he's almost kind of figured out ways to do load management on the floor, which is kind of crazy. But certainly if you look, like, he plays at a slower pace. He's not always trying defensively. And then fourth quarter comes, last 5 minutes comes, all of a sudden he ramps up both of those things and he's pushing and he's trying. So I think it's hard to blame him. You know, if he was 31 and doing some of these things, I get it. But at 39-year-old, like, he's already exceeding all expectations, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I mean, what he was able to do in the season tournament was pretty impressive. So
yeah. Well, no, 100%. And so I think a lot of, you know, us as Lakers fans, or me as a Laker fan, Jabari as Laker fans, we're like, so what do we got? Like, is it Ham? Is it that we need to completely organize this roster? What is going on? The lineups that we've tried, almost every kind of a lineup, barring using characters from like the Looney Tunes. And
don't rule it out.
I know, exactly. We're like, you know what? Who we got? Okay, so it's AD, Taz. LeBron. Yeah, Vando, Taz, and Daffy Duck. Like, okay, let's go for it. Let's see. So one thing, you know, that has been reported is like Austin Reeves getting floated out there. Like, oh, maybe the Lakers trade for him or whatever. I have always felt, I'm like, that is something you don't move. We got him for a steal. And like, I just feel like when we find the right mix of things, he actually delivers when we need him to. When that reporting comes out, I have to ask you as a journalist, like, what's going on with like, words like that coming out? Is that just for like posturing? Is it for negotiating? Or is it something like, or is it likely that he is not on the team after the deadline?
Well, so the Lakers have two attractive assets that opposing teams want, and that's Austin Reeves and either their 2029 or 2030 first round draft pick. That's the only draft pick that they can trade. They can do pick swaps. They have upwards of four pick swaps, but they can only trade one first round pick. Most likely the 2029 one, because teams are going to want the one that's more immediate. But so when the Lakers have these conversations with different teams, everybody's asking for Austin Reeves. He's on one of the best value contracts for a role player in the NBA. If not, you know, I think he's right up there with basically anybody. Of he's making essentially $12 million a year for the next, you know, including this season and then three more years. So
did he have an agent this offseason, or did he just negotiate his own deal? I'm just
like some Bill Murray stuff.
He's got a couple of agents. So the problem was that there's this Gilbert Arenas rule for second round or undrafted, younger players that kind of caps how much money you can make.
Right.
So he basically was a restricted free agent, but the Lakers, he ended up getting the most the Lakers could offer him. Now, a rival suitor could have came in and offered him upwards of about like $100 million, almost double what he ended up making. So the Spurs were close. The Spurs were considering it. Houston, had they not landed Fred VanVleet, was considering throwing the bag at Austin as well. But neither one of those ended up happening. So the Lakers got pretty fortunate and got a discount. So to get back to Austin in terms of the Lakers shopping him, they have no interest, from my understanding, in trading him.
Right.
I think for them to move him, it would have to be for like a clear-cut all-star level guy. And that's like a guy above a DeJounte Murray, a Zach LaVine. Like that level of player isn't cutting it
good enough
for them to like want to Markkanen? Give up Austin Reeves. I think it would have to be a Markkanen, maybe a Pascal Siakam. Like those are probably the two best players currently somewhat on the trade.
Do not like Siakam for you guys.
I don't think anybody
who can't shoot threes for you guys right now.
So I think that's a big thing too. But like those types of guys at like that level. Yeah.
Right.
I think that's the type of player you would see them consider moving Austin for, but anything below that, they're not interested. So for them, it's D'Angelo Russell. That is the most, I think from their end, kind of the most movable asset that they have. He's making about, just under or around $16 million. Then you also have Rui Hachimura, who's got a couple more years on his deal. You have Jalen Huchefino. You have that first round pick. You have upwards of four pick swaps. So like, they have some things that they can do. Like DeJounte Murray is making $18 million. He does have a trade kicker that would raise it another like $2-3 million. But you could get to that DeJounte number with like D'Angelo Russell and Jalen Huchefino, and you're right there. So like, I think that the Zach LaVine deal and some of these bigger deals are where it gets a little tricky just financially, where the Lakers historically don't take on a lot of money in trades. And they could only take back upwards of $4.9 million. So they are limited with their financials in terms of the incoming salary. But I think if they do make a move, it most likely will not include Austin Reeves, unless again, it's a blockbuster deal for a third all-star, which I just don't see really happening with their lack of draft capital.
Right.
Right.
So, I mean, but for all the talk, right? Like everyone's like, oh, like what's going to happen with LaVine or whatever. Who are even the most likely Lakers targets? Because we've heard things about like Murray or, DeMar DeRozan, all these other people. But given what we understand now about like what the actual immediate needs are, does anything seem likely? But also like that feels like something's got to give here too. So what do you see like being likely?
Yeah. So something is likely. The Lakers have been active. I mean, they're always active at the trade deadline.
Always.
And even, I want to say it was the 2022 trade deadline didn't really do much, but they were still active and close on a couple deals before that fell through. So, I think something's going to happen. It's just a matter of the magnitude of, is it a medium-sized deal? Is it a bigger deal? I think that they have a couple needs. I think upgrading that Torian Prince, Jared Vanderbilt, Rui Hachimura, Cam Reddish, basically like the 2-4 spot on the roster, like adding another 3-and-D wing. One name I've heard is Dorian Finney-Smith from Brooklyn. I think he is probably going to be the best, if not top three 3-and-D wing candidate on the market potentially. So I think that's a guy who could come in, start. Like if you look at, I mean, they would likely have to give up D'Lo in that deal, but just let's say they don't, somehow can just do it with like Rui. Thinking about like Dorian Finney-Smith in Torian Prince's spot last night and what that would look like if you have like D'Lo, Austin, Dorian, LeBron, and AD. Like I really like that five-man grouping. And then the other one is they are looking for some more athleticism and speed in the backcourt, some more scoring punch. So that is where you hear names like DeJounte Murray, Zach LaVine, Terry Rozier from Charlotte. I think right now Murray is the most realistic because of his contract and because of just how low his salary is. Like, right. He's basically making half of what Zach LaVine is making. So just finding a way to make that deal work, I think it's just easier. He's also probably a better player than Zach LaVine. I think it's close. He's definitely a better defender than Zach LaVine. Yeah. And I think there's a more natural fit there with him and Austin Reeves versus an Austin Reeves, Zach LaVine backcourt. So my understanding is DeJounte Murray, of some of the bigger names that have been rumored, he's the most realistic. But they're looking at some smaller deals again, like a Terry Rozier or something like that. Dorian Finney-Smith. Those are just some of the names that I've heard.
Amazing. All right. Well, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll get into some other things from around the league and how they affect the Lakers. Because this is a Lakers podcast.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. And it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back.
We're back.
And we saw a historic first career triple-double from future Los Angeles Laker Victor Wembanyama. 16-12-11. Some very fun highlights in that one. Some dominating moments. This guy, pretty good.
This guy, pretty good. I think he said he's going to play in the skills challenge, too.
He did announce that.
And I think they took out the passing skills challenge and one where how quickly you could read Infinite Jest.
Yeah. So instead of passing, they are going to be seeing how quickly you can read Infinite Jest and then pass.
He's
going to
blow that one out. Yeah. Reading comprehension off the charts, y'all.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That'll be fun.
And Jabari was saying, you know, a lot of people suspect he might be playing in the All-Star game, maybe, you know, maybe just show up as like an alternate, if possible, just to get him out there.
Which, I mean, you know, that would be the most fun thing for the All-Star game is for him to be there.
That would get eyeballs on it for sure. Mm-hmm. We got to ask you too, Jovan, like, Well, how have you been embracing the Wemby of it all this season? Going from like, let's see what this kid can do, and then being like, we'll see, to being like, oh, okay, yeah, this young man's got something.
Yeah, I've bought into the hype. I think it was a little forced in comparing him to LeBron, just because I remember how crazy the LeBron hype was, and I mean, they were televising his games as a high school junior, and it was the chosen one, and like the next MJ, and this and that. So like, I don't think Wemby, it felt a little manufactured, some of the hype. Like, I think he's arguably the most hyped prospect since LeBron, or like the most intriguing prospect since LeBron. But I think people were trying to say it was like as much, if not more, than LeBron. And I just felt like that wasn't necessarily accurate. And it was also kind of setting him up to fail, just because that would be putting insane expectations on him. But I think he's been pretty much as good as advertised. Like, I mean, the Spurs don't have a point guard, and you know, it doesn't really make sense. Like, that's where, if I'm the Spurs, like, I would have tried to go and get Austin Reeves, and maybe he isn't a traditional, you know, pure point guard, but just having a guy who can handle the ball and run pick and roll and create for Wemby, like, I think the fact that he's had as much success as he's had without that, like, with Sohan running point guard, right, like, it's kind of crazy. So, you know, that watching the Spurs, like, they have a lot of guys, like, they have a lot of talent individually and guys that I like, but it just doesn't necessarily fit together and make a lot of sense. So I would like to see Wemby in a more structured offense with pieces that complement him more,
right,
and them feature him more. But outside of that, like, you just see there are certain things he can do. And I go back to the Lakers played there twice in the beginning of December, and he had this sequence where, you know, he dunks on AD, and then Max Christie has like 8 feet of space and shoots this floater that Wemby somehow reaches the top of it and blocks it, and it ignites a fast break, and then he gets an alley-oop in transition. And it was like this 30-second sequence of, this is like the insanity that this guy can do, of just what he could do on both ends. So I think he's a special prospect. I think he's going to be a future multi-time all-star. I think he's probably going to be a top 50 player ever. I do think that the hype got a little out of hand entering the season. But that's also kind of how the media works and how some of this stuff goes.
If he or Chet make the all-star team as like a alternate, they would be in the... Like, so the last person to do it, it looks like, is 2011 Blake Griffin. For that, Yao in 2003, Tim Duncan, Grant Hill, Shaq, Mutombo, David Robinson, Ewing, and Jordan. That's the list going back of rookies who've made the All-Star team. So pretty impressive. Men. Yeah, basically. Yeah,
other than Jordan.
Used to be a big man's league. Back in my NBA, when the game was about the game. Dame Time had the big buzzer beater in OT versus the Kings. That's like one of the wildest thing is that he hits a running at full speed, fading 5 feet to his left, like 4 steps outside of the 3-point line, buzzer beater. And my first response is to wonder how the Kings let him get that look, because I knew it was going in like the second it left his fingertips. Just like, he makes that type of shot looks so easy. It's just a blast. So here, we'll watch it right now. He
2-3, 3-2, 5.2 left.
He already knows the way he's running. Yeah. Just get it. Just get it to me.
Yeah.
3 seconds. Game pulls.
I'm with you. Like, this is just terrible defense.
Terrible defense, but such a hard shot.
No, like, it's, but like with Dame, we've seen him make these types of, like, you know, it's Dame Time, but like, Sabonis right here, like, is Brook Lopez going to pull up from half court? Like, no, like, what, why is Sabonis behind the 3-point line there? That was going to keep him up at night. This is, to me, the fatal flaw of the Kings. Like, I just don't trust their defense. I mean, their defense is already bad, but like, I just don't.
Yeah.
It's example like this of why I don't think they're going to win a playoff series.
Right.
Yeah.
Cause that was just sort of like, it almost felt like a drill for Dame. But it's like, yeah, go around this cone, and then I'll hold the broomstick up, and then you just shoot over it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, about with that kind of intensity, you'll be defended. But yeah. I mean, look, he does what he does, that Dame. And Chris Middleton looks so excited.
Chris Middleton.
He looked so excited when he came on the court. Great
cameo. Who's that guy?
Chris Middleton.
What's he doing on the court?
I said, who's this guy with? I just like his very simple, like, he keeps, like, I feel like he hasn't changed the way he's dressed for a long time, which I like to see. You know,
yeah, nothing.
He's
flannel,
not doing
hoodie.
Anything flashy. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. He just got off your shift. And then also very heartening, G.G. Jackson, his
youngest
reaction.
Youngest man in the NBA.
Yo, his reaction
child.
To.
Youngest child in the NBA. He just turned 19.
Yeah, right? His reaction to hearing Shaq's voice through the headphones while he's giving like a post game comment. It was really, I felt like a child for some, I don't know why. Like it felt like the thing, like I think for a lot of people of a certain age, especially for like millennials, where we grew up with like a gigantic Shaq shoe in every mall. And you're like, and that's the size of Shaquille O'Neal's foot. Yeah, the guy
my
who plays for the Magic.
He's at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's bigger than the
Let's
turkey.
Carve the Shaq shoe. But like, yeah, that was just a really, really great moment. And just to kind of see the excitement on his face. Let's play that just because.
Are we allowed to play this? Or
yeah, we got clearance.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That. Just trying to be as coachable as possible.
GG Shaq here. I don't have any questions. I just want to say congratulations, young fella. You played a hell of a game. And if people didn't know who you were, they know who you are now. I'm so
he
proud
makes
of
a
you.
Face.
Congratulations
Thank
on being
you.
Ready, brother.
Well, yes, GG. Sir, it's an honor to get to hear your voice. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Well, GG, you could tell it was Shaq. He was mumbling.
Okay.
Oh. You better act impressed to hear my voice, too.
It was so
makes
wild.
He face like,
Yeah. And also, Yo. Like, the way he tightened up, like, he suddenly had, like, the politeness of somebody working at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Where he was like, yes, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate you all the time. And hey, please pull up to the next window. Thank you so much. God bless you. Like, it was
like a little kid who saw Santa or something. It was so amazing.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. And well, like he's joining an interesting group, right? Of like the last people, the youngest people to do like put up 20 points, at least 20 points back to back were like LeBron and KD. I think the only people younger than him.
Yeah.
So
just wild company.
Yeah. For real. I hope it lasts. I mean, this season has been so all over the place. Like we've seen it all that I'm like, please let, I want to keep saying this young man's name.
With the Grizzlies. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then speaking of joining wild company, Embiid 41-10 in a blowout over the Rockets on Martin Luther King Day, 16 straight 30-10 games. I just found out that he's reached the level that Lakers fans are actually willing to entertain him as a future Laker. Like you
I like
guys
this
are
guy.
Now, like
I
you
like
always
this guy.
Talk about. Yeah. You know,
I was going, yeah, we like him. We
Anthony,
like him.
Yeah, but you've never been like there are certain players who you're always like, yeah, he's a future Laker. And like, that's, I can't wait to watch it. See him in the purple and gold. But
yeah.
This is huge for me as a Sixers fan, as an Embiid fan. I'm just so flattered that you guys like, oh my God, really? The Lakers?
I mean,
wow.
This kid's put his head down. He's looking great, playing for his local team.
Oh my
team.
God!
You know, we really like that. We like the spirit.
It's the final level of stardom is Laker fans willing to entertain?
Yeah.
And it's never at a moment of crisis for us either.
Nah.
Never.
Wait to see the trades you guys invent. Super producer Jabari was asking if he could interest me in a slightly used D-Lo.
I think that's when we were talking about the Spurs for Wemby.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, Wemby obviously is another player that you guys have voiced some.
I mean, we need that rebounding help, man. Yeah.
Not you haven't voiced interest. You've voiced confidence that he will eventually be on your team. Lakers fans communicate.
I'll show him all of the fine homes of the publishing titans that are in the like San Gabriel Valley, Pasadena area. I'm like, some of the greatest book publishers lived in this area, Victor. And you could also live in the Rand McNally house.
Wow.
Just think about that. Just think about that, man. Just think about that. We love books. We love books.
Huge
We're
for
very
him.
Literate.
Yeah,
but no, Embiid is looking. I keep asking you this. Are you feeling good? Are you still going to have your ice heart that you have to protect yourself as a Sixers fan?
As a Sixers fan. I mean,
yeah.
I default to Ice Heart. But last season, I did not feel good the entire season. Like, even when they were putting it together and winning some games with Harden, it just, the fact that they had the same basic structure of Doc and, you know, like where they looked too similar to the teams that kept going out in the second round. For some reason, they seem like, I wouldn't be shocked if they got out of the second round this season.
Wow. That's big. Wow.
Hold
on.
I also wouldn't be shocked if they didn't get to the second round. I mean, I guess I'd be a little bit shocked, but it depends on where they face the Celtics, who I think have the... It's Celtics versus the field in the Eastern Conference, basically, in my opinion. They got it all going right now. So if they stay healthy, I don't know. It's really like whoever is not playing them in the second round.
Yeah. Yolan,
have you heard of the Eastern Conference?
Have you heard of them?
I've heard of it.
I've visited it a few times.
Yeah.
What's it like? I thought it was a mystery. I thought it was a fantasy world. I thought it was like Narnia. Yeah.
It's cold, depressing. I think the Sixers have had some, obviously have, I would say, underachieved, to put it kindly, over the last few years in the playoffs, but we haven't seen the Milwaukee Philly matchup. That's been one I've really wanted to see, of just Giannis versus Embiid in a playoff series and how that would go. You know, Philly always somehow ends up on the Boston side of the bracket, and that's just been their Achilles heel, to bring up a sore subject.
Except when they don't, and they play the Heat and get beat by the Heat.
So
we'll lose to anyone in the second round, man. We don't care.
So I think
the Hawks. Look, I mean, we're not picky. You give us
the second round series, man.
We're happy to cough it up.
I think, like, getting rid of James Harden, Ben Simmons, and Doc Rivers in the last couple of years has, I think, it's kind of cleansed the Philly. Like, I think if they're on the opposite side of Boston in the bracket, like, let's say they're the 3 seed and Boston is the 1 seed, I think they could beat Milwaukee or Miami or whoever else they match up with on the way to the conference finals. Then it's just a matter of, can Embiid be the clear-cut, I guess, best player in that series? You know, and what's Boston's health looking like? You know, they've got some injury-prone players. So I think there's a lot of ways it could shake out, but I've been really impressed with Maxey. I think Maxey's should be an all-star. I think he should potentially be an all-star starter, depending on how the backcourt plays out. And I think they're right there. And Nick Nurse is one of the best coaches in the NBA. I think Toronto kind of being in the middle class the last few years after Kawhi left, like, people forgot how good of a coach Nick Nurse is. But I've been impressed with him. I think he should be in the coach of the year conversation. And, you know, Embiid is probably the MVP front runner right now. So on paper, Philly's got, I give Boston the edge, but Philly's right there for number two, I think, potentially even ahead of Milwaukee.
We do kind of think of talent. I tend to think of talent cumulatively, like that, like you add talent until you're the best team type thing. But there's just seeing the standings right now, Philly's in third. The Cavs are in fourth, and we're seeing the thing happen with the Cavs right now where they're, like, really putting a run together after two of their three best players got hurt. Philly lost supposedly their best player or second best player in Harden, and, like, they've had a better beginning to this season. That's just always interesting to me when it's like, actually, you just need to, like, give people a little bit of room to, like, cook in some ways that makes it work. I do wonder if that's, like, something that's happening with the Lakers. I don't know why it would be, but just feels like there's a lot of pieces there that aren't necessarily coming together. And I am just throwing that in there because I'm contractually obligated. This is a Lakers fan podcast,
Still have to mention the team or the city four more times before I have an absolute anger fit.
That's happening with everybody except the Clippers, who are
They added to it, and
talent,
it's working.
Can be additive.
I wonder if it is. I mean, there are so many things too where you have around the league people are like, I just need some minutes, man. Yeah. That's all I need. That's all I need. I got these other these pieces of dead wood that are in front of me. And I'm telling you, if you just get them out the way, like, I will show you. But just help me out. And I feel like, yeah, I mean, like any competitor is going to feel that way. But yeah, when it actually comes together, it there's definitely some credence to that way of thinking. I just look, I'm willing. The Lakers, please do something. Please do something, man. Just for me. For me and the rest of us out here.
Their take the first couple of times, Miles burst into tears when he was saying that.
Hey, man, what'd I say about telling people about my courage water coming out my eyes? That's what we call it. We rebranded crying on this show.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Shall we take a break and come back with the fastest segment in all sports podcasting history?
I think we should.
I think we will. We're going to be right back. And Jovan Buha, you are about to go into the hot seat after this.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back.
Yes, we are. My God, he's unhinged.
I know. It's because the state of the Lakers became too real in my mind, and now I must retreat to a world of fanciful fantasies. See, I can't even speak anymore. But it's time for the fourth quarter.
You just stayed watching Wonka. You've just been in a theater for the past five weeks watching like, Wonka over and over.
Indubitably.
Again.
Just kind of like, how do you get so good with that cane? But anyway. It's time for the fourth quarter. It's a rapid-fire round of questioning. Jovan Buha, you have wandered into this show, and it's now time to subject you to one of the fastest question and answer segments that has existed in all of sports podcasting history. We're going to ask you a question. You just respond quickly. Boom. Just be reflexive. Don't think at all. At all.
Because and I can already tell you're not ready because you're not in your athletic stance. You don't have your feet chopping. You're not
I
can't really chop my feet right now.
Hey, oh, yeah, that's Jack, right. My bad. Come on, man.
Come on. We'll chop that left foot. Chop that left foot.
I'm ready.
Here we go. Okay. I think we're ready. Shall we, Jack?
Yeah, let's do it.
Brian, start the clock.
Brian, the editor.
Brian, the editor, starts the clock. Sorry, I need to use your legal name.
We're doing Brian a branding thing with our editor, Brian the editor. With our editor, Brian the editor. He insists on calling that at
all. And Yovan, you really have to keep this segment moving. We're gonna start I'm doing not, bits like, on
when
the
I
side.
When I start talking about Brian the editor and his marketing plan for himself, you really need to stop me and just say, hey, I'm here to talk about NBA stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Get this thing moving. Remember the goal, folks. Here we go. Who's going to go first?
Why don't you go first?
That'd All right, here we go. Well, let's try that.
That sounds fun.
Yovan, here we go. Where are the following players following the deadline? Gut instinct, just say if they're gone or if you have a team in mind that they go to, say that team, or if they're staying, they're staying. But whatever it is, just answer me now. Here we go. First question, number the one, Donovan Mitchell.
Staying.
Zach LaVine.
Staying.
Wow.
Pascal Siakam.
Traded. I'll say Indiana.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
D'Angelo Russell.
Atlanta.
Traded for Joel Embiid. Straight up.
Hey, stop. Stop. Straight up. DeJounte Murray.
LA.
Mm.
Wow.
Joel Embiid.
Wait, so who Victor would Murray Eminem. Go for? You think Murray for
Russell, a pick. Maybe throw in JHS.
Wow. Interesting. Who's the most underappreciated of the truly all-time greats? Like somebody who deserves to be mentioned, but is often left out of the all-time debates. And I will be asking my questions in rhyme.
Chris Paul.
Interesting. All right. What is it about Chris Paul?
Yeah, what is it about Chris Paul?
I think he's... I mean, depending on, I guess, if we're considering Steph Curry a point guard, I would say he's right there at, like, maybe number four. But I don't, in my opinion, I don't think, like, Magic, Steph, Isaiah, Chris Paul, I don't think a lot of people would put him at number four. Mm-hmm. But I would.
Okay. And we're going to have more on that later, but we do have to keep this segment going. Now I'm going to ask you two players that you can take from all of NBA history or film, sport, you know, I'll widen this out. Even films that include basketball characters from there.
Interesting.
To create your. I know. Had to do something different. I'm messing with the form. It's jazz, baby. To create your Mad Boosties Edition NBA Jam team. Which two players are you combining to make this?
And just keep in mind that it is jazz, and jazz is about the notes you don't play. Go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go prime Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay.
And prime Steph Curry.
Mm.
And I think that's basically unstoppable.
Was that?
Yeah.
Last week? Was that also the combo we got last week?
It's unfortunately, it is the correct answer, and we do have to stop asking this question.
Yeah, it is. It is the best answer.
There's only
it's
one
like,
answer.
Yeah, you're just going to shoot the lights out and then just dunk or
then
block
throw
every single thing.
Like, when you really throw somebody across the court with, like, somebody who has, like, high, like, full-up power strength, like, that...
Right.
That's just demoralizing. You want to quit the game of NBA Jam Matt Boosty's edition.
Yeah.
The defense is the one maybe weakness with that combo, but I'm going all
I mean,
unguardable
if
offense.
Shaq, he was blocking five shots in some games.
Well, playing NBA Jam, too. Like, you could just...
Sure.
There was no fouls. You know what I mean? Yeah. So just body him and then just have Steph on fire and then it's a wrap.
There you go.
And then you take another child's lunch money. I hope you're proud of yourself, NBA Jam team, special edition. Next one, Jack.
You are from the Valley. What's your favorite movie about the Valley? And try and describe it the way Magic Johnson would in a tweet.
I'm an improv now.
Does Superbad count as a Valley movie?
It's
Burbank. Which isn't
it's good to be in Burbank.
The Valley.
We talk, that's a hotly contested thing, but we will take it.
Superbad's my favorite movie of all time. So that would be, I guess,
Magic have to say about that movie?
Yeah, it's a movie about friends who stop being friends and then are friends again.
Yes, I nailed it.
Yeah. We've all had friends
Magic.
Like this. Sometimes you're not friends, but then you become friends again. 10 out of 10. And finally, since you have that Southern California blood coursing through your veins, rank these Los Angeles chains. In-N-Out, Fat Burger, Tommy's.
I'm going to go in that order. In-N-Out, Fatburger, Tommy's.
Wow. Wow.
Has anyone
wow,
ever
wow.
taken Tommy's?
I've taken Tommy's pretty high, and that's because I used to, my elementary school was right by a Tommy's.
Yeah.
And that used to be like the one fast food or drive through that my mom would entertain going to just because it was so close to my school, even though the chili destroyeth me.
Yeah, that'll
I still
clean you right
keep
up.
Coming that,
yeah.
back. That's yeah. what I love about it, though. There's just something, and they put when they put the hot chilies in there too, they will overload that thing, and you will have problems for the rest of your life. But hey,
it's, that thing being your Tommy's digestive system,
Tommy's and Pink's will clear you out.
Yeah, 100%. Like those are actual pharmaceutical companies. Those are not fast food. They're full on pharma. They have pharmaceutical needs and uses. Yovan Buha, thank you so much for joining us. Amaz and Jack got mad boosties. Where do the people find you, follow you, read you, support you, all that good stuff?
Yeah, you could find all my work at The Athletic, and you could find me on social at Yovan Buha, JOVANBUHA. Appreciate you guys for having me on.
Oh, of course, man. Again, like I said, thank you for honoring us with your presence. Like I said, I've been living and dying by your reporting recently. I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going back to the old lineup. Okay, maybe. Okay, we're doing some adjustments. Okay.
That was wild.
That was wild. And I remember texting my friends and be like, it's back, baby. And then being like, okay, we spoketh too soon.
Darvin won over Lakers Twitter for like an hour. And then
yeah,
it was
the memes
too good
were
to
beautiful.
Be true.
The memes were beautiful, 100%. Anyway, make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Miles of Gray.
And I'm at Jack. _O'Brien.
And you don't follow hashtag Mad Boosties, BOOSTIES, for show links, updates, and your chance to ask some questions. I know some of y'all had some questions, and I'm sorry that we didn't get to them, but this is a dynamic show. And I was in a state, I was just in a downward emotional spiral talking about the Lakers, so you'll have to forgive me. Until next time, hopefully the things improve for my Los Angeles Lakers and even your team as well. I'm willing to grow a little bit and say I want everybody to do well. Terms
you want every
apply.
Team to do well?
Terms and conditions apply. Terms and conditions apply. Anyway, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. All right, later.
Bye.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.